back by Michael Strahan.
I will always remember the Giant fans.
10-5, touchdown!
Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles here on MSG. I'm Bob Papa from the Legacy Club in MetLife Stadium. Of course, the Giants play in the NFC East. However, in the 80s, there was another unofficial member to the Eastern Division, at least as far as the Giants were concerned, the San Francisco 49ers. Starting in 1981 through the 1990 season, the Giants and Niners would meet five times in the postseason with some epic battles. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look at the Giants and Niners in the postseason, culminating with their NFC Championship game showdown in 2011.
Here we go, Giants! Let's go!
In 1981, the New York Football Giants ended an 18-year playoff drought by making the postseason for the first time since 1963. After a first-round victory, Big Blue would head to San Francisco to face the 49ers in the NFC Divisional Playoff game. In a tough-fought battle, a rivalry was born that would span the next three decades.
He goes to Patton, and Moshe Ogunsaz the ball. Goes for long. Way down for the end zone. He's got a man. Complete touchdown. He is back from 32. Brunner throws long. He's got a man. Perkins has the ball. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going in.
Despite a valiant effort, the Giants' season came to an end that day in San Francisco, and the champion 49ers would go on to eventually win Super Bowl XVI a few weeks later.
That game could have been a little bit different, had a couple things turn, and we didn't play well on defense that day. That was a really, for a defensive coach, my first real exposure to Bill Walsh, and we get beat out there, but we learned a lot of lessons that day that served us well down the road.
The two teams would face off again a couple of years later as the Giants travel to San Francisco for the 1984 NFC Divisional Playoff game. In another physical, smash-mouth affair, Big Blue competed mightily, giving the Niners their best shot.
That was the game that showed us, hey, we are headed the right way. And we got a chance to be pretty good here eventually.
Harry Carson intercepted a Joe Montana pass, returning it for New York's only touchdown of the day. And although the Giants proved to the football world that they were a force to be reckoned with, Big Blue still came up short once again as the Niners would go on to reclaim their championship title by winning Super Bowl 19.
We got a taste of it as to the level of play, how much better they were. But the one thing about our teams, we were all tough guys. So we'd rather punch you in the face than to see you dance around us. But they were just so much better.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the Giants 49ers rivalry.
Well, my hair's standing up on the back of my neck right now because, you know, San Francisco was an Achilles heel. They beat us in 81, they beat us in 84, but they never physically beat us. They'd always have to do trick this, trick that, and, you know, we kind of hated them.
Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the Giants 49ers rivalry. Despite not being an NFC East divisional opponent, San Francisco would become one of New York's most reviled enemies. In the decade of 1981 to 1991, the Giants would play the Niners five times in the playoffs, including some extremely memorable regular season meetings.
San Francisco it felt like they were in our division. You know, we seemed to always play them. They were always at very crucial times.
In 1985, the Giants would host a playoff game at home in front of the Big Blue faithful for the first time in 23 years. And they would finally hurdle their West Coast nemesis, beating the 49ers in Giants Stadium.
Sams looks over the middle. He's going end zone. It is complete to the ball.
It gave us confidence because they were the bar at that point in time. And if we felt that we could be competitive with the San Francisco 49ers, we could go on and we can beat anybody because they were the absolute juggernaut in the NFL at that time.
And in the Giants championship season of 1986, Big Blue would be put to the test in Week 13 on Monday Night Football. Trailing the Niners 17-0, the G-Men would mount a legendary comeback fueled by this historic play.
Complete to Bavaro down to the 35. Still on his feet to the 30. Down to the 25. Down to the 20. He's got four men on his back and gets down to the 17.
The only thing that was going through my mind was, why haven't they tackled me yet? Because Ronnie Lott was one of the first guys to hit me.
This is classic and vintage Bavaro. This is what he does the best. He is just one tough cookie. He just carries 49ers all the way inside the 20, carry them for 10 yards to get the first down and set up a possible Giant score.
And he did it on national TV, you know, just an unbelievable player. You know, it's still the signature play of that game is that.
Big Blue would once again face the Niners at home in the 1986 NFC Divisional Playoff game.
In 86, John Madden predicted us them to beat us. So they felt pretty confident they could beat us. There was no way.
But on San Francisco's first offensive series, victory seemed to slip right out of their hands.
And he's got some speed. He drops the ball. Rice chases it, doesn't come up with it, goes into the end zone. The scramble continues, and the Giants come up with it.
Rice takes it down to almost the five-yard line, and he fumbles it. So immediately, the momentum swings instantaneously to us.
On the ensuing series, Phil Simms took immediate advantage of the turnover, and the Giants never looked back.
Simms, end zone, touchdown Bavaro!
Simms, with people in his face, touchdown to Bobby Johnson.
Simms completed only 9 of 19 passes for 134 yards, but 4 of those 9 completions were touchdown passes.
He threw 4 touchdown passes in that game. All the guy does is win.
Running back Joe Morris rushed for 159 yards and 2 scores behind an offensive line that completely manhandled the 49ers defense.
That was a team that got hammered and they got a buzzsaw. We're ready to go. Our offensive line, we're ready to go. We made plays on defense. We made plays on offense. And it was a very special day.
Our line was unbelievable. I'll never forget when Joe Morris, I think it was the second quarter, when I handed the ball off to him, he went off the left side and ran down to the end zone. I was looking at him going, wow, he's fast. And nobody touched him.
Morris is gone.
I could feel the dominance early in the game. And our offensive line was just magnificent in the run game that day.
The Big Blue defense was just as dominant, holding San Francisco to 29 yards rushing and 184 yards of total offense. The 49ers were 2 for 14 on third down conversions and completed only 15 of 37 passes with 3 interceptions and no touchdowns. And late in the second quarter, Jim Burt delivered one of the most resounding hits in NFL history, knocking quarterback Joe Montana off his feet and out of the game.
It was just before the half, and they were trying to get down and get a score just before half to try to get back in the game. What happened on that play, LT dropped into coverage. So I went in, and he was in the midst of throwing and letting the ball go, and he had him underneath his arm. So when I hit him, he kind of flipped. And as he flipped, he came down, and he actually came down right on top of his head. I knew it was hurt because it was a thump. It was one of those things where you kind of like get the perfect hit.
Throws wildly, intercepted. Here goes Taylor down to the 20. 10, touchdown.
LT, way to go.
Joe Morris capped off the scoring in the third quarter with his second touchdown of the game, giving the Giants a 49-3 victory, the most lopsided score in New York Giants history.
Phil Simms gave us the confidence, scored 49 on him, and I wish we'd have scored 89 on him.
We were far superior at that point in time to them. And they were a very formidable opponent for many years. But that particular year, they didn't have a chance.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the Giants 49ers rivalry. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the Giants 49ers rivalry. The rivalry would be fueled even further during the 1990 regular season when the Giants traveled to San Francisco to face the 49ers on Monday Night Football. San Francisco had the NFC's top-ranked offense, but the Big Blue Wrecking Crew was up to the task, throttling the 49ers' running game with ferocious tackling. And holding quarterback Joe Montana to 153 yards on 12 of 29 passing, his worst performance of the season. Late in the second quarter, San Francisco mounted their only scoring drive of the game, sparked by two big plays, a 38-yard reception by Roger Craig and a 23-yard touchdown pass to John Taylor that gave the Niners a 7-3 halftime lead. In the second half, the Giants mounted several scoring threats of their own. Down by four in the final minutes, the Giants had a first and goal at the 9-yard line, but were ultimately denied entrance to the end zone. The 7-3 loss was the lowest scoring game in the NFL that season, and the battle ended with a heated altercation between Phil Simms and Ronnie Lott.
That was an incredible, incredible game physically. It was Muhammad Ali and Ken Norton. When it's over, you think, my God, will either one of them ever fight again? I thought it was that tough. But what it probably did is let Ronnie Lott bring out his true feelings for me. And that's okay. I don't care. I'm not hurt by it. That's one of those times when I left there. I said, well, we'll see them in the playoffs.
Ronnie Lott was supposed to have been the bad boy of all bad boys and had the respect. But when to see Sim go after him the way he did, man, it just made us say we can't wait to play these guys again.
But Sims never got his chance at a rematch. In Week 14, he suffered a season-ending injury against the Buffalo Bills, thrusting Jeff Hostetler into the starting lineup. And when the two teams met again in the NFC Championship game, the Giants' title hopes rested on the arm of their backup quarterback.
To go there against all odds, knowing that this game for them was supposed to be a mere formality.
With no week off between the NFC title game and the Super Bowl, the winning team would have to travel directly to Tampa. And as the Giants prepared for their trip to San Francisco, Coach Bill Parcells had his players make one small change to their travel plans.
Bill is such a great motivator, and he came in on Thursday, and he brought a suitcase. He said, well, you can leave this suitcase here, or you can pack the suitcase for another week. I already got my ass packed for another week. So what y'all going to do?
I told him we're going to San Francisco, pack for 2 weeks because we're not coming home.
In a tough smash-mouth battle, both teams would dish out a physical beating. The rivalry would reach its boiling point when former Giant Jim Burt took out quarterback Jeff Hostetler with this controversial hit.
One of our descendants, Jim Burt, laid a shot on Jeff Hostetler. We thought it was a play that was quite questionable. And we huddled as a defense on the sideline and we said, you know what? Within the framework of the game, we get a shot at their guy, we're going to do him in.
The Giants would answer the call and Leonard Marshall would fire a shot heard round the entire football world. A devastating blow to 49ers quarterback Joe Montana that would basically end his playing days in San Francisco.
But chased out, finally hit from behind. The ball's loose.
I was hoping, I said, I hope he don't release this ball. And if he doesn't release this ball, he's going to get the hit of a lifetime. And, you know, it was lights out Irene from there.
And he really took a shot in that back. Leonard Marshall coming from the backside.
Boy,
that is a real shot.
It was as scary a scene as you ever want to see, though. I mean, Montana lay there motionless, but for us, it was just a part of what we do.
He is still feeling the effects.
Steve Young came in for the 49ers' final drive and needed only two first downs to run out the clock.
We went into that huddle, and I don't know if it was Lawrence who said, we got to get a fumble right now. Somebody's got to make a damn play.
We talk all year long about turnovers and work on different drills of, you know, pulling the ball out, punching it out, and stripping the quarterback and stripping the running back and fumble recovery drills and all that. And we get to the, you know, the last 5 minutes of the game, and you know, we're talking there on the sideline saying, look, we got to get the ball, and if we get the opportunity, and who knows whether it's going to be from the front, from the side, from the back, or, you know, which technique, but, you know, just that mentality, and we got it.
Get behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball.
So it was a very opportunistic play by our defense. Those are the kind of plays we want to remember ourselves as, and that game really was in the biggest game. It was, you know, one of the biggest plays.
Lawrence Taylor out of the pack with the ball.
And you knew that the Giants were going for it, and that's what Bill Parcells is saying. Yep, we need it.
Jeff Hostetler returned to the game, miraculously showing no ill effects from his injury. And as the seconds ticked away, he steadily marched his team down the field to set up the winning score.
Hostetler's trying to pass, runs away from trouble, turns upfield, runs to the sideline and throws on the run, and completes the ball.
And that was the key play in the game for us, because that now it just came down to Matt Barr.
They don't even want to look.
I told Mark Ingman when we lined up for the field goal, I said, don't worry about it, man. It's destiny. It's my destiny. It's going to happen. We're going to make this field goal, and we're going to Tampa.
Fans are on their feet and screaming. Snap. Spot. Kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good. Good.
And the Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
I never had any doubt that Matt Barr was going to make the field goal. I mean, the guy was just money.
He was a game kicker. And no matter how it had gone before, he was one of those guys that when he walked on the field, he had the team's confidence, and he came through.
Ever had a moment like this in your life?
Greatest game I've ever coached in. Maybe not the most aesthetically pleasing to the eye, but to me, it was bliss.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the Giants 49ers rivalry. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the Giants 49ers rivalry.
Next week, 6:30 Sunday, San Francisco, here we come.
A botched Giants field goal at the end of the 2002 wild card game resulted in one of the worst playoff collapses in NFL history, with the 49ers coming back to win 39-38, and almost a decade had passed before the two teams would face off once again in the postseason, with the rivalry being renewed in the 2011 playoffs.
From high atop a rainy Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California, it's the NFC Championship game, as the New York Giants take on the San Francisco 49ers. The winner on to the Super Bowl to face the New England Patriots.
In a tough smash-mouth affair, both teams would fight tooth and nail in a classic showdown that would come right down to the wire.
We knew our defense was going to play well, and you know their defense is as good as they get. You know, got a great front seven, they got good corners, so another game where it said, hey, you know, you got to be patient. You know, you can't force things, and you know, if you got to take some sacks, you know, so be it. Let's just, you know, let's stay in the game, and let's give us a shot at the end to win this. Hit Manning Hamlin on a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. That was big.
Manning back to throw. He zips one to the left of the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Mario Manningham! And the Giants are back in front with 8:34 to go.
And, of course, a couple of special teams, turnovers in our favor, really helped us get some field position.
Returnable for Williams in his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it! They do! Kyle Williams was stripped of the ball!
Candlestick is quiet.
Quiet. Quiet.
One jarring, jolting mistake.
Field goal! Field goal!
Lawrence Tynes
hit a 47-yarder in Lambeau Field 4 years ago to send the Giants to the Super Bowl.
Don't be high.
Everybody's set. Snap is low. Kick on its way. It's got the distance, and it is good! And Lawrence Tynes has done it again. He's kicked the Giants to the second Super Bowl in 4 years.
We're going to the bowl!
I'm so proud of these players and these coaches. You know, nobody gave us a chance after we lost 4 games in a row in the middle of the season.
We didn't write ourselves off. This is for all of the Giants, all of our fans, and we are thrilled to be going to Indy.
Congratulations, Giants. We're going to the big one again. Yeah! 1, 2, 3,
obviously, the players know last year's game was an epic battle with the Giants winning in overtime. And the Giants know that going into Candlestick Park this year, the rivalry is alive and kicking. That wraps it up for this week's show. Thank you for joining us from the Legacy Club here at MetLife Stadium. I'm Bob Papa. You've been watching Giants Chronicles here on MSG.